This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Backers of a proposed initiative to ban some abortions in Colorado have collected enough signatures to make the November ballot. The proposal would make abortion illegal when a fetus is at 22 weeks of gestation or later. The measure would allow abortions after that only if a woman's life is in danger. State lawmakers are close to making a major change for workers across the state. CPR's Andrew Kenny says the policy is inspired by the pandemic.
Democrats are putting their weight behind a new bill that would require all companies to offer paid sick leave. Employees could eventually accrue at least 6 days off. Here's one of the sponsors, State Senator Jeff Bridges.
It's good for you. It's good for your family. It's also really good for your coworkers, because now you're not getting them sick. It's also really good for your customers, because you're not getting them sick.
Some Republicans complain the bill is government overreach that would slow businesses' recovery from the pandemic. The measure faces one more Senate vote today before it heads to the House. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says public schools will need to be flexible about reopening classrooms this fall by keeping remote learning options available. Polis says it's likely that schools will reopen in a normal way, but a school outbreak will require isolation of students and staff and a switch back to online classes. A Monday night snowstorm dropped around 5 inches of snow on the mountains north of Durango. The Pikes Peak area got around 4 inches. Leadville got 2.5 inches overnight. And snow and rain for the metro area should be clearing up today. This is CPR News.